Hey, you want that to go?
We have takeouts on stories that we're watching this morning, and very, very early this morning. I mean, about 3 a.m., the U.S. Senate, in the U.S. Senate, Republicans discovered a couple of flaws in the bill that deal with Pell Grants that violate budget offices, budget rules in the Congress, and they're now sending the bill back to the House for reconsideration. Todd Zwillick was there until 3 a.m., I assume. Todd?
Hi, Celeste. No, not quite. I bailed around 1, but I was there late enough.
Okay, so the main portions of the health care reform are already in law. President Obama signed them. There is a separate process for these additional fixes, Nancy Pelosi called them. And what did they discover that's sending it back to the House?
Well, these are minor technical things around the way the Pell Grants and the way to pay for the Pell Grants is structured. It's not going to affect the overall thing on the Pell Grants, which is a great deal of money more for student loans. We've been talking about it this week. More money available for student loans. The size of those student loans is going to be increased, and they're cutting most of the private banks out of the student loan business. Some of the interest rates might be higher, incidentally, as well, depending on what kind of loan you have. That won't change. But because, as you know from Civics 101, the House and the Senate have to pass the same bill, that means that after the Senate finishes up this reconciliation package, probably later this afternoon, the House is going to have to take one more vote, maybe tomorrow, maybe Monday.
Okay, but nobody's expecting that vote to be really in question.
It's not going to derail anything. At least I don't think so, no.
Okay, Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Another technical program there on Capitol Hill. Actually, it's more in the U.S. Treasury, but it could have some very serious implications for homeowners. A year ago, the Treasury, you may recall, launched a $75 billion program to prevent up to 3 or 4 million foreclosures. It's called the Home Affordable Modification Program, kind of a bailout for individual mortgage holders. Well, you recall the bailout that went to the banks, the TARP. Some of those banks have actually come out of TARP support and have declared themselves healthy. What about mortgage holders and this HAMP program? Well, the Treasury's Special Inspector General for the program has suggested that the entire program may be a massive failure. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, joins us. That is quite an indictment.
It is. Good morning, John. It looks like, you know, it's authoritative. The Inspector General tells us all, and he'll testify today in Congress, that the homeowner bailout was a failure. I mean, the homeowner bailout did not work.
And why would that be the case? Because it really sends the message that the federal government is great at bailing out, you know, Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, but terrible at helping you or me with our mortgages.
So we've written extensively about how the bank participation has been low. There's been a lot of holdup in the paperwork. People haven't applied for the program enough, not enough. People have gotten permanent modifications. One of the problems may be there's this tension between the government leading a program and banks leading a program. So some people say that, you know, if you want a program to work, it should really be designed by the banks. And in fact, we saw a program designed by a bank yesterday. Bank of America came out and announced a new program. It has a concept called earned forgiveness. And what they're going to do is, for some people who have countrywide loans,
right,
they will forgive.
Bank of America bought Countrywide. Right.
Bank of America bought Countrywide during the financial crisis.
Yep.
They will forgive the part of your loan that is underwater. That means the part of your mortgage that's above the value of your house. It's a big problem across the country.
You owe $200,000. Your house is worth $150,000.
You get
forgiven 50.
But here's the key. They won't give you that 50 up front. They will give it to you over the next 5 years if you stay in the house and you stay current on your mortgage. So you're earning that forgiveness. And that's a concept.
No, hold on one second. Are they giving it to you in equity or are they reducing your payment
over
that
period? They're forgiving your mortgage.
Really?
So you don't pay on that other $50,000.
It just reduces the balance.
Right. Now, of course, some people are saying this could open a lot of unintended consequences because this is open to anyone who's more than 60 days late. So you might hear this and think, oh, I'm going to stop paying my balance because this program runs till the end of 2012. And so it could change people's behavior if they have one of these countrywide loans. Now, I talked with the head of this program at Bank of America, and he said the way that they're trying to make sure it doesn't change people's behavior is that they're going to have strict rules that they will only give this to people who can show they've had a hardship. So you have to have lost some income.
And unlike the federal government that sort of sends up a balloon, and if nobody sees it, nobody actually takes advantage of the program, Bank of America knows who are its countrywide mortgage holders.
Right.
They've got a list of people. They can go through it one by one.
They said they're going to be calling them up. So it'll be interesting to see how effective this is. It does raise a lot of questions of fairness. Just last night after my story went online, I got a reader email from a reader named Steven, and he said, you know, I don't have a Bank of America mortgage. I have a different bank mortgage. And he said, I have struggled and made the sacrifices required to maintain my status as current. Where is my freebie? Where is my giveaway? Why does my neighbor get a write-off I do not get? So the problem with leaving it in the bank hands and not the government's hands is that then you have different approaches from every bank, and some banks may do nothing. So that's the argument for maybe the government should step in and make the pattern for this.
Well, evaluate the voice of this mortgage holder. Her name is Ms. Sherry O'Hara, and she lives in Anaheim, California, and she deals with Bank of America.
I talk to them at least once a month, Bank of America, to try to arrange something, even if I could make a partial payment. I can't get them to give me an amount, like how much do I have to pay every month to keep my house? It's like every program I try to go through, they just say, well, that's not enough.
I mean, she's saying there that whatever this program is, Bank of America, like other private banks, hold all the cards.
That's right. They do hold all the cards. And, you know, frankly, a lot of people think that their infrastructure, the call centers they have, et cetera, just aren't up to the task for the bulk of problems we have across this country.
All right, before we go, is all of this affected by the decision by the Fed to end buying mortgage-backed securities at the end of the month, or is that unrelated?
Well, there really are a lot of concerns about the housing market. You saw yesterday that new home sales were down to the lowest point in more than 40 years.
So all that could be affected coming up at the end of the month. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. We're talking this morning about Obama's presidency. He managed to pass health care. Did it earn him a new label besides commander-in-chief? Give us your label for the president, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post to our site, thetakeaway.org.